You are watching a special Senior Bowl edition of the Cleveland Browns Report, driven by Liberty Ford.
To a Senior Bowl edition of the Cleveland Browns Report, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Matt Florjancic, joined by Browns Senior Editor Vic Carucci. And Vic, Senior Bowl week is officially underway.
Yeah, it is. You had the weigh-ins this morning, getting the heights and weights of the players. Very important because you see some discrepancies on what's on the rosters and what the actual heights and weights are. Very important for NFL teams to get that data. Then the practices followed, so the players get on the field, and as team representatives from the NFL clubs, all 32 clubs, arrived last night and today, they had an opportunity to start seeing these guys go through the drills and start taking their notes furiously.
And that is one of the more unique aspects of the Senior Bowl as opposed to the Combine, where players are on the field to practice. They're in pads, not shorts and T-shirts with stopwatches.
Right. They're doing football things in football gear. And scouts especially like the fact that they can get close to these practices and really see and hear what's going on. In fact, I had an opportunity to talk with Browns Director of Player Personnel, John Sandusky, about that very topic.
The players chose to come here. You know, they could have turned it down for various reasons. The fact that they want to come down here and compete against the best in the country is really, really intriguing to me. It's just a small piece of the puzzle. The biggest piece of the pie comes in terms of the film work in the fall. Now, a guy can maybe break a tie here and at the combine, but really you got to be careful not to ding a guy too much from a bad performance down here, or elevate them too much from a good week down here. You want to use it as a tool, but again, the fall tape is what's most important.
And last year, this very Senior Bowl had six players on it that were drafted by the Browns. When you go back to last year and recall those six guys taking part in this game, did you say, you know, these guys are going to be Browns? I mean, not just you personally, but among the group, did you all sort of say there are six future Browns in this thing?
No, we did not come down, you know, during the week and say this is what we're looking for.
Right.
This is what's going to happen. But I think Mitchell Schwartz is a great example of a guy that, you know, we all kind of liked on the fall tape. And then he came down here and validated that during the week. He was really good in the individual drills, but then transferred it to the game and had a really solid game. And every time you can get a piece to the puzzle like that, that says, this is what you saw, there's more confirmation.
Right.
Brought him in to interview him during the top 30 visit. Another great day there. So he kept putting his stamp on where we wanted to take him.
Right.
And why we wanted to take him. The guy really helped himself down here at the Senior Bowl.
Vic, when you look at the rosters for the 2013 Senior Bowl, a lot of the players that are being scouted are actually from the state of Ohio.
Yeah, either going to Ohio schools like Ohio State, Kent State, or from Ohio playing elsewhere like Harvard. But it's interesting, you know, this is such a wide-open class for the quarterbacks especially. So a guy like Zach Dysart from Ada and Miami of Ohio has a chance to really make a mark among all the quarterbacks here.
I mean, I definitely see it as an opportunity to get better and to, you know, go out and show my skills that I've, you know, been working so hard to get here for. And, you know, it's just a blessing to be here and to be in this opportunity and just to be in the place I am right now with all these other players.
What has been, like, the practice process as far as, you know, learning? You're working with plays that are new to you and you're kind of learning them on the fly, I know, from an NFL coaching staff. But the biggest thing you need to show all these NFL teams that are here to see you is how you can handle it in the NFL. So what are some of the things they're going to see from you and are seeing from you?
You know, I think they're going to see that, you know, I put in a lot of time off the field in studying the playbook. So, you know, so I know the system, though. So I understand the system. So I understand the schemes, the different plays that they're asking us to do. And just go out there and, you know, have fun with it.
Well, Vic, that wraps up day one here in Mobile, but things are just getting underway for these players.
Yeah, they are. You got more practices, more meetings, more interviews between players and teams, a whole lot to take us through this week as NFL clubs get more familiar with the participants in the Senior Bowl.
Well, that'll wrap up day one. We want to remind fans to check back to ClevelandBrowns.com throughout the week for more updates. For Vic Carucci, I'm Matt Florjancic. Thanks for watching.